Hi, Murphy.
Hey, Kate. Whoa, we're back.
We are back. Do you want to get closer?
Can you hear me okay?
I don't know. It's so hard. We should be wearing like headphones or something so we know what's actually going on. But again, we're still a low budget production here.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying, but unfortunately, no one has picked us up yet. Yes. Maybe it's because we are not recording on a very regular schedule.
Yeah, maybe because it's been literally 17 years since we recorded last, but we're back. We're happy to be here. I feel like we're both out of the fog. You were running the marathon, which is your pregnancy.
I did give birth to New York City Marathon.
And you were successful. I feel like it was a very smooth birth.
Like, it was like a 6 month gestation period.
Yeah.
And it was a smooth birth.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about your experience?
Yeah. Yeah, we can just jump in. I think Kate and I, just to let everyone know, we have a fresh goal of trying to keep these tight 30-minute episodes.
Yes.
So I feel like it's more digestible for the listener.
Give us feedback. Let us know. Yeah. What's up?
We'll see how it goes because we are chatty and, you know, we love to talk. So we're going to try, but let's see. It's 3:13 right now.
And Zara needs to wake up at 4, so that will keep us accountable.
Okay. So like we're looking for like 3:45 would be the goal.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, I can jump in. Marathon update. I mean, I hate to say this, but I love to say it. It was so much better than I thought. And I don't want to say, like, I feel like it was easier than I thought is what is, like, hard for me to feel like I can say. And that's, like, PC in the marathon community. But it was, like, the training was as difficult, I think, as I thought it was going to be. Like, the training was long. The training took up a lot of time. The training took a lot of discipline and took up, like, it just was, like, a lot of my mental space, especially in the last, like, couple of weeks or, like, last month, I should say, was, like, always on my mind. Like, lifestyle had to be revolving around some of my longer runs. But I think because I trained well, that made the marathon, like, really, like, doable. I paced myself well. It was my first one, so I wanted to, like, not go too hard. So I stuck to, like, I was at, like, a 10:50 pace, which I think my goal would have been, like, a 10:30 pace, but I just kind of, like, listened to my body. And, like, so by the, like, typically people say the last, like, 22 to 26 miles, you're, like, dying. And I saw a lot of people dying, but I was kind of, like, bobbing and weaving, like, past people in those miles, and I still felt really good. So I finished feeling really good. I think that the back and forth is maybe if I had pushed myself more, obviously I would have been in a darker place. But I will say near, like, 26, I was, like, at 26, I was really, like, slowing down, like, getting very tired. But my biggest fear was that my legs were going to kind of give out on me after just being on my feet for that long, and I didn't feel that at all. I was really happy through, like, pretty much the entire race. I mean, it was a blast. New York is, like, no other. Like, people cheering everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw Kate twice, so that was really fun.
Yeah, I put my whole back into trying to be in the places. Like, we were taking buses.
Yeah.
We were walking. We were trying to make our way through Central Park. But, yeah.
Cheering is hard.
Every time we saw you, you looked great, so.
I know, and our angel dad jumped in with me at 22. The poor guy, like, basically biked all across Manhattan and Brooklyn to try to catch me, and he kept missing me. But then he finally got me at 22 and jumped in, and he was like, what do you need? Like, I have Vaseline. I was like, I'm good.
Like, I know. I had a whole bag full of accoutrement, and I had everything. And that's why we didn't go to a lot of places, because when our cousin ran it last year, I missed his wife, and then, like, I almost missed him because the tracker is not always accurate, especially because there's so many people, and
it's also, like,
a lot of buildings.
Also, my service wasn't very good.
Oh, like, yeah, no, I had no service at all, and so that's why I wanted to make sure we were, like, stationed well before you were going to be there, because I didn't want the tracking to be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I had everything open, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool, though, like, I saw a lot of people at different miles, which made it really fun, too. Like, I saw, like, and sometimes it would just be, like, one singular friend. But that's all you need is one friend.
A face in the crowd to recognize you.
It was really cool.
Did you like having your name on your bib?
such a good question. I think that I saw, I've heard some people say
they didn't
different
like
sides,
it.
And I think that ultimately it was really fun. I think maybe next year I wouldn't, or not next year, but like if I were to do it again, I'm not going to do it next year. Sorry, dispel the rumors. I'm not doing it next year. But if I were to do it again, I don't think I would, because I think I missed some friends.
Yeah, people who actually knew.
Yeah, because yeah. I would just hear my name and I would be like, oh, no, it was really fun. But
I think if I was somebody who didn't have a lot of family or friends or people cheering me on, yeah. I would want my name on it. But as someone like you who has like a big crowd in New York,
mm-hmm.
then I think it'd be... Yeah. It would be, like, harder because...
Yeah. Like, I think next time I wouldn't do that. But it was fun. I mean, I'm not gonna say that, but I did a bummer. Like, I think there are a few people that I missed in the crowd because... Though I will say sometimes I would, like, recognize people's voices. And you can also... I mean, people... I'm not, like, the only person who can do this. Like, you can tell the difference between, like, it's a stranger calling your name. And if someone is, like, calling your name that knows you, they're typically, like, yelling at you as opposed to just being like, go, Mary B.
Totally.
Mary B.
Totally.
Like, trying to wave you down. Yeah. So those people I caught because I could just tell the voice inflection was different because they were really screaming to, like, get my attention, not just to cheer me on.
Yeah.
But I did miss, like, one or two people, I think, but... It's okay. I mean, I saw so many people. It was amazing. It was just really, really a fun day. Like, I'll never forget. I teared up in the last mile because I was really proud of myself.
Totally.
Like,
oh, my God. It's literally people, like giving birth.
Well, people did say... It's not the exact same. But people...
You get nothing at the end except for metal.
I think people had told me that... I think this is going to sound cheesy, but people had told me that the real marathon is the training that you do.
Totally. It's and the climb.
Exactly. Like, it really was. Like, when I was, like, emotional at the end, it wasn't because I felt like, I mean, partly, I mean, it was, like, because I had done it, but it was, like, flashing back to, like, all the times I'd be out with my friends and be like, I gotta go home early because I have to run in the morning. I'm not gonna drink tonight, or I'm not gonna drink this week because I have a long run. Like, all of those, like, little sacrifices you make along the way, or, like, sometimes it's hard to, like, get your butt up and, like,
100%
do what you need to do, but just thinking about all of that was really what made me emotional and very proud of myself. So, and I like to do things like this because I think when you do things in life that you're like, oh, wow, like, that really challenged me. Or that was, like, I know it was a challenging thing. It just continues to, like, build your confidence.
Totally.
So I was like, oh, like, I can run a marathon. Like, I can do this. I can do that. Like, if I can run a marathon, I can take these chances. Like, you know, just, like, proves to yourself that you can do things that you maybe previously thought you couldn't. And that's, like, a really great feeling.
Well, we're proud of you. Good work.
Thank you.
To our happiest girl over here.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my biggest update is the marathon.
Yes. Also, we have, like, merch samples, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Next
to sell.
Yeah. I had some people reach out to me asking when the drop is.
I know. Sorry, guys.
We're slowly
working A lot of it is out of our control.
Yeah, so I'm really not sure, but I'm working on the website. Our fabulous gal, Nyla, is working on getting, you know,
the actual merch. Stuff. Yeah. So it will be pre-order, though. Because we're not there yet where we can just, like, buy a bunch and sell it.
Yeah.
So it will take a two-week turnaround or 3-week turnaround to get it. And then I'm going to ship them all out to you. So, but some cute, cozy, fun vibes come in.
Yeah, guys, they're so cute.
Anyways, let's get down to business because it's already almost been, you know. 8 minutes. So.
Well, it's to you. Like, what do you want to update us on? I did the marathon. You gave your birth story last time.
Yeah, we already talked about that. You know, postpartum is interesting always. And doing it a second time, it's crazy how I'm, like, still surprised about things. Like, everything is harder the second time. Or, like, not harder. I don't know how to describe it. But, like, my emotions and just, like, the varying of my emotions has been much worse this time, and, like, my letdown is a lot more painful this time. Like, my postpartum contractions have been more painful. Like, losing weight has been a lot harder, and, like, honestly, I haven't even been trying. Like, I have maybe done 2 workouts, and both of them were events. Like, I've never, like, actively chosen to go work out.
And we're proud of you for those two events.
Thank you. Thank you. I am wearing a workout set right now, but don't be fooled.
That's half the
you're exactly halfway there. Half the battle. So I am just taking it day by day. I feel like my supply has significantly dropped, which is like kind of a bummer, but also I feel like, you know, I need to just let go of the guilt and do formula and
you can't stuff like that. It. Like, what do you think? Like, what's the guilt over?
It's not a rational guilt. Okay. Like, if anybody else, I would say, like, that's so crazy. Like, why are you making yourself nuts? Like, your baby is starving. Like, she'll literally scream out of hunger. And it's like, I got dust in there, you know? So.
But that's what formula's for.
Exactly. It's not a rational thought, you know? Yeah. But it's like, oh, my body is supposed to be doing this. Like, why is it not doing it? Mm. And that's how I felt with Dictator 2 when, like, my supply dried up. But, you know, it's... And she's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. So. She's so cute and plump.
Yes. Everybody's going to be fine. It's all going to be... It's been 3 months. I feel like that's pretty good. You know, even... They say even 50 ounces of formula is beneficial, and I've obviously done like way more. Or no, it's a 50 milliliters, I think, which is like,
you mean a breast milk?
Yeah
like, isn't good. It like something like it could be like just a few,
just a little bit,
and that's is all good. They need.
Yeah. So, and I have like, I don't have like an incredible supply, but like I have a pretty good supply. And ooh, that reminds me, actually I should get a flu shot before I stop completely. Give me those antibodies.
Yeah, I just thought
so mine. But she did get an RSV vaccine, so she'll be okay. But yeah, that's that on that. So,
well, I didn't mean to invalidate your emotions.
Mom, oh no,
it's real.
No, but because like that's literally what I would say to somebody else. It's not a rational guilt, but like breastfeeding is a prison, so
yeah.
It's time for me to free myself, you know. Yeah. And then now I can get like my body back and everything. So
yeah. Well, anywho. I'm happy / sad for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
The complicated emotions of
truly
being an aunt.
Yes, I know. The ups and downs are crazy. But what else should we talk about? Oh, we have to talk about Real Housewives. I know Ruby does not watch Real Housewives of New York, but this is just like the hot goss.
You
right
told
now.
Me that I didn't need to watch
because
it.
Because you don't need to watch. I'm gonna tell you about it right
okay,
now.
Okay. I know the characters.
So. Okay. The characters. Basically, this last episode, the entire episode, they were talking about how Rebecca Minkoff, who's another person on this, a new person on the cast, the designer, who also is Jewish and a Scientologist, which I'm not even going to get into because
she's a
that kind of scares me.
Doesn't that kind of contradict? Oh, she's Jewish in ethnicity, but she's Scientologist in religion?
She's Jewish in religion, but then she says Scientology is like her soul cycle.
Yeah. What is that? Okay.
Well, I don't want to get to it. I don't, we don't need any legal action taken against us.
Okay,
so
okay,
we're just going to move on.
Okay.
But they were saying, oh, I think she's married and she has 3 kids. And they were saying, oh, she had a one-night stand and she got pregnant. And it was just so unbelievable. But literally this whole episode was based around this storyline
of her having a one-night stand and getting pregnant.
Of her getting pregnant via a one-night stand
with her now husband.
No, with like a random guy.
I guess that is what
literally
a one-night stand is.
End of the episode, and they're playing dodgeball, which like the women of New York City are not playing dodgeball.
That's weird.
Sorry.
Inside or outside?
Inside. Like they're not playing dodgeball.
That's so
weird.
That's so weird.
It's so strange. And Jenna Lyons is like trying to be like a real one and be like look. Like, trying to, like, stand her breath, like, people are talking about you, like, just letting you know, like, you need to get ahead of this. And she's like, tell me what it is. And, like, she goes, and then she's like, tell me, and Jenna's like, no, I'm not going to tell you right now, because they were filming. And then, like, it turned out to be a prank. And, like, she was in on it.
Jenna wasn't on it.
No, Rebecca Minkoff was
in
on it.
Oh, it was a prank on Jenna Lyons?
No, like, yeah, like, the prank was on, like, the other girls. To be like, ha ha, we made up this. It was so dumb.
So they had to make up a prank to have drama.
Literally, it was the whole episode. I'm like, I have never felt this way because, like, At least every episode that I've ever watched of Real Housewives, I get some sort of entertainment out of it. This whole 48 minutes or however long it was, biggest waste of my life.
Dang, that's why I come over to the dance mom side.
Truly. And also, in 2024, that's what we're joking about. Pregnancy. Yeah, like, that's not funny. Like, that is not funny. No. And also, like, poor Jessel, who has spoken at length about how difficult it was for her to get pregnant with her now twins. Like, it's just not funny. It was not funny. I do not understand what producers, like, were like, oh yeah, this is a great storyline. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. It was so crazy.
Sounds giving desperation for a storyline.
Serving desperation 100%.
Tough.
What else? Real Housewives of OC reunion has been going on. That also is kind of crazy. I haven't finished the second reunion, but I really like Katie. I really like Katie, and I really like Emily, even though Emily is kind of, like, going in on people, I think, because she doesn't really have a storyline this season, which, like, everyone is like, oh, they don't have a storyline, but I'm like, ugh. I feel like that's kind of a good thing, that you don't have, like, that much drama in your life, you know, so, but it's really interesting that, like, five of the seven women all had, like, terrible ex-husband problems. Mm. It's really sad. Like, Katie's has, like, an ex-husband.
The babe is crying.
Has an ex-husband that she, like, doesn't even talk to, like, was so tumultuous to the point that, like, she was in a homeless shelter. And that whole story was crazy that they even brought up the story about how, like, this man was, like, essentially road raging her. And then the police said that it was actually Katie's fault. And Katie was like, it wasn't my fault. But it was just so silly. And then Shannon, obviously, her ex-husband had a long affair on her. Tamara, even though Tamara's the worst, her ex-husband, who is now, I think, really sick. I don't know if he's passed away. I don't think he has. Like, had a horrible situation with him. It's just, ugh, like, so sad.
Like, a lot of negativity.
A lot of negativity. But then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is coming back, and I think it's going to be really good. And I actually saw Dorit in person yesterday at the Hotel Chelsea, and she's gorgeous.
Wait, so, aren't they doing, like, kind of what they're doing with Roni in Beverly Hills? Like, it's a new cast, or is it the same cast?
No, it's primarily the same cast. They're not doing, like, a full reboot. So, hold on, you can either pause or, like, just keep talking to people.
Guys, like, okay, I just have to be honest, I don't watch Real Housewives, and I know it would probably be better for everyone if I did, but it's just not my jam, and that's okay. What is my jam, I will admit, is I've been on a Dance Moms kick, because I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast, but a couple of months ago, I was out in the East Village at Pete's Tavern. And so, like, if you know Pete's, like, you love Pete's, it's just, like, your local Irish bar. And I'm in Pete's. Like, it's, like, a local spot. Like, it's nice, but it's, like, a pub in the East Village. Or maybe it's, like, Gramercy.
What is it?
It might be Gramercy. Pete's.
Oh.
And it's always beautifully decorated for Christmas, but this wasn't Christmas time. I'm sitting at the bar. All of a sudden, I'm facing, like, not the door. And my friend, like, grabs my arm, like, just, like, grabs my arm. She goes, it's Abby Lee Miller. And she, like, she's in a wheelchair. She's, like, rolling in to Pete's in Gramercy. It was the most random. And then
places.
Once we leave, we could see her through the window. And this is rude. I will own that. But my friend, like, videotaped her in the window and, like, zoomed in just to, like, you know, be able to show people that we saw her. And she, at the end of the video, turns and looks and, like, death stares. So ever since then, I've kind of been on a Dance Moms kick. So I was like, wow, like, I forgot about this show. Like, I feel like it's kind of, like, spicy and entertaining. And boy, is it ever. Like, Abby Lee Miller,
you are
one of a kind.
Truly.
You are one of a kind.
But she's, like, the type of personality that we need on,
I know,
Real Housewives, because she doesn't care. She doesn't care about being canceled.
Like, there's this...
That's the energy we need.
Yes, there's this whole thing between, like, the moms and Abby where once they're all, like, famous and people know about the show and the girls, they're like, like, the moms are like, people wouldn't know who you were if it wasn't for our girls. And Abby's like, no, like, your girls wouldn't be known if without me. And I'm like, sorry to say, but it's Abby. Like, she is, yeah, like, so perfect for reality TV. Like, she, I'm sure they could have done this with a lot of other dance teachers, but because she is so unhinged, that's, I think, what really catapulted the show to the top. That and some of the moms were also unhinged. Yes. So it was just, like, the perfect, like, she perfect talked storm. About on the, what you posted, the, like, tell-all, how in her mind, I mean, it sounds pretty accurate, but she, like, in the first, like, season, a mom comes in and is yelling at Abby, and she calls the police on her to, like, get her to leave her studio. And the police officer says, does she have any weapons? And Abby responds just, like, quickly to the police officer, no, she just has her mouth. And she was like, and that was it. And that was when they knew that they wanted
she
me.
She was a star.
She was a star. So, I mean, it's a hilarious show. I feel bad for the girls, but they're honestly all doing fine. Like, Maddie Ziegler is, like,
yeah,
she's a
and
superstar.
JoJo Siwa.
She's a superstar. Like, and they both.
Superstar.
Like, they were on the map because of Dance Moms. So.
Yes.
And all, like, if you check on all the girls, like, they might not be like Maddie Ziegler or JoJo Siwa, but they all have, like, over a million followers on Instagram. So they're sitting pretty.
Yeah.
So.
They'll be fine.
Anyway, that's my reality TV.
Love it. I gotta, maybe I'll start that as a new show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that intense, but it's really entertaining. And like, their little girls are such good dancers. Like, it's cute. But a lot of people have ethical issues with having children on TV, and I understand that. But, you know.
As long as they're getting paid.
The moms were certainly getting paid. I mean, they made out fine from it.
They have laws that you have to give a certain percentage and put it in a trust for the kids. But I don't know how it works with one reality TV. And there certainly aren't any protections like that for kids on social media, which is really sad.
Yeah.
Because a lot of families exploit their kids, which is a bummer.
They also shot this, like, I feel like when I was
so
in middle
long
school.
Ago.
Like, it was
yeah.
a while ago.
We
so.
Were in, like, high school. I was in high school, so.
Yeah.
A different time.
Speaking of shows, though, I don't know if you watch Silo, but there's a new episode of Silo coming out.
Oh, no, I need tonight. To catch up on Silo. Did you ever watch Special Ops Lioness?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, do you like shows like Jack Ryan or like Homeland? I don't know, then you won't like it.
Not really.
But basically, it's about the Lioness, the Lioness. Like, it's a branch of the government that is obviously all women. And how they go in like the Middle East and infiltrate with other women to try to get intel and like things.
That sounds good.
Things happening, yeah. And it's like a real thing that women do. So women are.
That's very cool.
Girl power and all that.
They give birth and they're spies. So
yes. Have you picked up any hobbies recently?
Well, I'm back to needlepointing now that running has kind of gone down. But I just have to say, and maybe we should do, like, an episode on this because we could do it on, like, training and, like, working out. Like, I have so many thoughts about, because not a lot of people, but marathons, at least in my world, are pretty popular. And it's just crazy how once you run so much, you realize how, like, working out is actually... This is going to sound so dumb, but it's actually, like, so good for you.
Endorphins make you happy. How many people don't get the husbands?
Like, I felt the same way when I was tapering. And, like, I'm all of a sudden, why am I so irritable? Like, why is my anxiety so much higher? I'm like, wait, it's because I'm not running.
Yes.
Because I was looking back on, like, my Strava metrics, and I was like, how many miles should I be trying to, like, hit that would be, like, the same as my marathon training? And it's, like, 25 miles a week was my average. And, like, when tapering it, we got down to, like, 15 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, near the marathon, I was like, I just want to run this because I feel so, like, awful. Like, I need to get back to running. And now I'm back to running. So people have been saying, like, so now you're done running? I'm like, honestly, no. Now I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I messed around. Got addicted. Mm. And so now I'm... But I'll probably hit, like, 15 miles this week. But it's just like so good for your mental health. But you do have to worry about your physical health as well. Like I like haven't been
forced to be eating right. I know. Also,
I haven't.
Water.
I know. I haven't been stretching as much because I'm like, oh, I don't have to worry about not getting injured because I don't have a race. But you, like, you just don't want to get injured because you don't want to get injured. So you still gotta like stretch and everything. But so I'm still running, but I'm supplementing some of my time with needle pointing, which I've really been enjoying. I kind of want to make a backgammon thing like you did.
You can have mine.
Really? I'll take it. I'll finish it if I can have it.
Spencer, he would obviously never talks to me about purchases because, like, first of all, I don't buy anything. And secondly, he just wouldn't. But I paid, like, maybe almost $500.
Guys, needlepoint is the most expensive handwork you can do. Like, it's so expensive.
And then you have to pay, like, $120 to have it finished.
Like, finish? Oh, my
God. So, like, not only are you paying... Like, it's cheaper to just buy it.
Yeah.
Buy something needlepointed. But, like, that's not the same, like, love also, and, like, stuff that goes into it.
Also, it's, like, meditative and... It's fulfilling.
Yeah,
like,
it's something to do with your hands.
And I just noticed, I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, I noticed that while I was, like, watching, I wanted to, like, relax and watch TV, but I have trouble just, like, sitting and watching a show. I'm like, I need...
But I'm on my phone.
And then I'm, like, on my phone, and I'm like, oh, I hate this. I'm double screening right now. I hate this. So, and if I needlepoint, it makes me feel much better. I'm like, oh, I'm being productive, and I have TV on. So, that's, like, my new thing is, like, watching TV and needlepointing.
So, Spencer would be so happy if you did it and
give it to
it.
Me. I'm like, nearing the end of my... I'm making a Christmas ornament that Mom bought me for when I climbed Machu Picchu. And I'm just, like, so cool. I'm, like,
you
running
are
marathon. I'm climbing Machu Picchu.
Doing things. Look at her.
And, but anyway, actually, I was thinking, somebody said to me when I was waiting, it was, like, I talked to a lot of strangers on the marathon day because I wasn't, like, really not, I didn't have many friends doing it. And if I did, they were, like, way faster than me. So they had faster waves. And, like, a lot of the random people were, like, saying these, like, fun things. And one of them was, like, this is something you'll be able to tell your kids about one day. They're, like, you're so cool you did the New York Marathon. I'm, like, yes.
No, but it's true because I still remember when Dad ran the New York Marathon. You were
think
probably
I was
too young.
But Dad, I don't think he's ever been more hyped for me than for the New York Marathon. He was so hyped.
We were waiting in line at breakfast. And, like, you would have thought it was his race. He was, like... I can't wait in this line. I gotta go. I gotta be, like, here at this point, at this time.
And then the poor guy missed me. I felt so bad. But I said to him, I was like, why didn't you text me? Because I don't think he, like, fully understood, though, that, like, when you have your AirPods in,
you can hear
people text you. So, like, and I could have also responded via my AirPods. So, like, it wouldn't have been, like, a burden that I needed to be, like, looking at my phone. And so I said afterwards, I was like, you should have texted me and been like, what's your timing? Like, I had some friends that were like, we're at mile 12 on the right side. And I sent back, like, I'll be there in about 30 minutes. Like, that's so easy. Like, he should have done that.
I know. He probably didn't think that you could because when he would run, he probably would never.
Yeah, no.
Like, even know anything about that. So,
no.
That's just his experience. But, yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, I have the Machu Picchu thing. I'm like, nearing, like, the end of it. I'll probably be done with it in, like, a week. So, I'll take it home tonight. But can I keep it is the thing. Or, like, do you want me to give it back to you? I mean, I'll still do it if you want it.
No, you can keep it if you want to pay to have it, like, have it finished and everything. There's a place that will finish it in an acrylic. So, you can see. You know what I mean? Like, acrylic clear. And Nan, if anyone else follows, I think her name is Nan Phillip is her last name. Mm-hmm. She has really great content. But I'm not 100% sure if it was her. But if I find it, I'll send it to you.
I don't want to take it, though, if you guys want it. Because
no,
I can get my own.
I maybe bought this, like, 5 years, like, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's, like, maybe 20% done. So, like, there's a lot you have to do.
Well, that's perfect.
But it's, like, beautiful, like, blue, like, the blue Chinese pottery on it. Like, have you seen, you know what I'm talking about.
I feel like is it, like, pink and green, too?
Yeah.
I think I remember
like,
it.
With,
yeah.
like, big hedges. Like, it's really pretty.
Yes, I remember that. I mean,
so,
I will
but
take
if you're
it.
Thinking about starting a hobby, you know, just, you know, you got to have a lot of disposable income if you want it to be needlepoint. Because the finishing, and then, like, the finishing takes forever. But I do think there's a lot of satisfaction that comes.
Yeah, but you could also get that from, like, knitting or crocheting.
Yeah, you could do knitting.
Like, and that, I think that's a lot cheaper. But mm-hmm. I just really, I like needlepointing better. Like, I like the sewing aspect. But, I don't know. Maybe I just need to, I have a good friend, Annie, who crochets a lot. She's an amazing crocheter, and she has a little, like, hooks and enough like string if I want to make dictate or something.
Yeah,
so
she would love.
I was thinking, like, maybe a little winter scarf, or like a little, like, or would she want, like, some, would it be better to do, like, an infinity scarf, because then she could, like, maybe it wouldn't fall
keep
off
it on
easily.
Yeah, that would be better for sure. And you know how mom makes those, like, little strawberry hats?
Mm-hmm.
I was at an event at Nordstrom yesterday, and everyone was obsessed. They were like, oh, she should sell that on Etsy. Da, 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 da.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, I think mom tried to turn this, her passion, into a profit, which mm-hmm. I always think is, okay, this is a side tangent, but there's this girl on TikTok. Her handle is something like Angel Bakes or something, and she makes the most incredible cookies. Like, they're little art on top of the cookie. To be able to turn a passion like that into something so profitable, I think is so amazing.
It is amazing, and it's difficult, because to be profitable, you probably have to be able to have a lot of output, but if you're just one person.
And then also, you can tell, at least it appears, in her TikToks, like, she still really enjoys her craft, which I also think is so beautiful, because I think that's where a lot of people lose it. When they try to make money at their passion, they're like, wait, this isn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, just amazing. Go women.
Yeah, that is amazing. I would like to do that, like, with what Nyla was telling us about. She has a friend who is selling his sourdough.
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing. How fun. But I guess maybe for that... Okay, here's an idea. You would just put out, like, a form, and people would, like, pre-order it. And then you could be like, oh, it'll take me a week, and then I'll get it to you. You just have to know that it's going to take a week.
Yes, exactly. Which I feel like maybe people would be fine, like, if they don't need it until, like, the holidays or something.
Yeah.
So, just got to get ahead of it.
Okay, well.
I'm trying to think if, like, there's any goss.
We're about there.
I know.
So, your final remarks, if we're staying true.
We could talk about, like, Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan, but I feel like that whole combo is tired. And I just want to say, she made the right decision by not signing the NDA, because, like, his payouts were probably going to be trash. And
yeah, it's so funny. I had a friend, we were at drinks, and he was like, well, if someone offered me $12 million not to say anything, so my mouth shut. I'll take it.
Yeah, but, like, the only thing is, it's not like, unless that was how it is in their contract, like, it's not like a lump sum of, like, $12 million. It probably would have been like, oh, I'll pay you $1,000 a month for the next, like, 35 years or something like that. So it's not necessarily what people think it is. And also what they're probably making off of this. Like, I'm sure Dave Portnoy has been, because he's, like, a really good businessman, I think, despite, like, how controversial he can be. I'm sure he was like, oh, I'll pay you XYZ to give us tell-alls on the pod. Because, like, that in turn makes him a lot of money. So,
definitely.
You know, she'll be fine, and he will be fine, because there are weirdos out there that will still listen to his music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always interesting, because we like to think, like, oh, he'll be different for me. We've all had a boy like that. Like, yes, I know he's treated girls poorly in the past, but he'll be different with me, you know?
No, I don't think
but they're
that.
Not.
They never
they
have.
Never are.
I never have. Sorry.
They never are.
I'm a youngest child. I've seen too many things. They don't know.
Yeah.
But, no, it is common to think, and I think it's just, like, you can't count on it. You can't count on
it. Yes, and I hope that she heals peacefully, because it sounds like she went through a lot of really horrible things.
Yeah.
So,
but what I meant by, I mean, we're about at our time for our 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hope you enjoyed our little gab sesh. Let us know if there's anything else you want to discuss next week.
I have some happiest news.
Oh, tell us.
And I hope that it's more like a happiest recommendation.
Oh, are you going to go see Wicked, by the way?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I see so many adverts for things, it, like,
I've heard
rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I saw Wicked forever ago, like the original cast with Kristen Chenoweth, Idina Menzel. Is that the original cast? I don't know if that's the original cast. But
it's kind of a flex.
It was...
When you were, what, 13?
Literally. With Tommy T, I remember. We went. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. And, like, I know every word to every song. Mm-hmm. So I might still go see it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it. I've never seen the show, though, so I really need
to see
the show.
Maybe we should go see it at iPick.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Happiest news.
My happiest news is going to be a happiest recommendation that essentially is that Fred and George, who played Fred and George in Harry Potter, have started a baking show.
Oh.
And it is Harry Potter branded. So
love.
Get out there, watch it. It's on HBO, cozy fall slash winter vibes. So I think that's love. Just fun.
Yes. We're going to Botanical Light Trail this weekend and Disney on Ice. So you're obviously, this will come after.
You told me this morning.
No, I know. I'm telling the people.
Oh.
So I'll let you guys know next week.
How he liked it. Yeah. Give us the review. So,
yeah, because I'm always trying to... Now that Dictator's a little bit older and she starts to understand, like, has, like, ideas of what's going on, now it's so fun to do stuff like that with her now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it was, like, fun for me, but not really fun for her.
Yeah.
So
fun.
I'm excited.
Okay, what about Babu?
My Babu. Okay, my room is a mess. I have so many clothes for Zara that I need to organize.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my Babu.
Okay. My Babu is going to be to stretch more because, like, my hips and calves and everything are really tight. And I think I just, like, need to go to yoga and stretch.
Ooh.
So that's going to be my Babu.
Why don't you do, like, a little hot yoga action?
I need to. I got to get out to St. Mark's because their classes are only $12 a class.
Love.
And yes, it's all the way in the Lower East Side, but
you take the bus.
You take the $12. Where Core Power Yoga, $40. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna wrap. Just kidding. We do love Core Power, but
I love Core Power, but it's so
money more
expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this Gab sesh. We'll be back next week. And keep an eye out for the merch. I promise it's coming. Like, it literally exists. So for
sure, it does
exist.
We have physical copies.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yay. Okay.
All right, guys.
Have a great week. Monday reset.
Let's go.